Bismillah, والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So we are continuing with our series on السنن الإلهية, divine consistencies. And we know that the believers, they won the battle of Badr, but then they suffered a loss in Uhud. And so Allah Ta'ala revealed, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين. If a wound should touch you, there has already touched the opposition, the opposing people, a wound similar to it. And these are the days of varying conditions. We alternate among the people so that Allah may make evident those who believe and may take for to himself from among the martyrs. And Allah does not like the wrongdoers. So very interesting ayah here. So the first thing is Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us and telling us, why is it the case that some days the believers win and sometimes they lose? Well, simply put, if the believers were always miraculously winning, they just could not lose no matter what the circumstances were, then everybody would believe just for the sake of victory. On the flip side, if the moment you become a believer, doesn't matter how prepared you are, you always lose. SubhanAllah would feel like they are divinely cursed. So clearly you can't have either extreme. Instead, you find that Allah Ta'ala ensures that victory and loss oscillate between the believers and disbelievers. So it's not consistent enough for a person to decide their faith based on who's winning and who is not. Therefore, they're going to have to decide what their faith is based on what? Based on the strength or the weakness of the faith itself, of the deen. They're going to have to look at the evidence. And that's exactly what Allah Ta'ala wants us to look at. Take a look at the evidence and decide. And furthermore, the only people that would oscillate are who? The munafiqun. These guys are winning, I'll go with them. Those guys are winning, I'll go with them. The hypocrite jumps from one side to the other, and in the end of the day, everybody hates the hypocrite because they realize this person is going to backstab you no matter what. So, what should we learn from this important sunnah ilahiyya? What should we learn from this divine consistency that days will come and go, will oscillate? There's many lessons. Victory and loss will keep coming and going. What should we learn? Number one, there's a nice quote that says, there have been as many plagues as wars in history, yet always plagues and wars take people equally by surprise. In other words, no matter how much often it is the case that people, there are plagues that spread, people get killed in war, we're always shocked. It's just like every winter, you're shocked, oh my God, it's snowing. You know, that's like, come on, every year it's the same thing. So subhanAllah, this is a reminder, don't be shocked when circumstances change. Point number two, the alternation of victory and loss reflects the reality of this dunya. The dunya is made and designed in such a way that nothing is permanent, everything is in flux. Another nice quote is what? The only thing permanent in this life is impermanence. That's the only thing that you can actually depend upon. Point number three, be humble towards people. Don't look down on others that may be in worse circumstances. Why? You might look at someone, this person doesn't have money, this person doesn't have strength, they don't have some sort of impressive, I don't know, personality. Whatever the case is, you might look down on someone. You have no idea. In a couple years from now, it might be the case that that person is on top of you and now they can treat you in a certain way, in a terrible way. I remember this years ago, a long, long time ago, I saw somebody making a very bad comment about a certain group of people, without going into detail, making a certain comment, oh, these people, they're like this and they're like that, and making these negative comments about a certain group. SubhanAllah, years later, that exact same person I saw in a bad situation where they needed help, and the help that was given to them was from that group. And I just thought, SubhanAllah, look at that. Allah Ta'ala, it's as if, wallah, Allah knows. It's as if Allah Ta'ala took that word and says, oh, really? Look down on these people? Well, guess what? You're going to have to depend upon them. So be very cautious of who, because why? تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا. Allah Ta'ala alternates between the days. Furthermore, why does Allah Ta'ala establish this sunnah? So that we don't fret, we don't worry about this world. If times are tough, it'll pass. If times are good, it'll pass. There's another nice quote that says, nothing is as wonderful as it seems at its best, and nothing is as awful as it seems at its worst. Sometimes we get so caught up, oh my God, my life could never be worse, it'll pass. Oh, my life is perfect right now, it'll pass. Everything is in flux in this dunya, don't be too attached. The final point that I want to make, it's a bigger point, but still, is about our current circumstance, living in this particular country. We know that this country just recently funded and supported an entire genocide. And we know that these people that are being killed are the ones making dua, depending upon Allah, turning back to Allah specifically during Ramadan, calling to Allah and asking for the destruction of their oppressors. And we know that the Prophet says, إِنَّمَا يَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِضَعِيفِهَا بِدَعْوَتِهِمْ وَصَلَاتِهِمْ وَإِخْلَاصِهِمْ. The Prophet says that Allah Ta'ala is going to give victory to this ummah based on the weak from amongst its ummah. Based on the weak. On what specifically? On their supplications, their prayers, their salawat, prayers, badly translated, but their dua, their supplication, their salawat, and finally their ikhlas, their sincerity. Never underestimate the power of the dua of those who are being oppressed. And so, from that perspective, we don't know. We always think that, this is the most biggest superpower. It's just like the Romans that thought they could never fall. You never have any idea. I'm not pretending I can see into the future. I have no idea. Only Allah knows the future. But when you take a look at the circumstance of what has just happened, and you realize that, subhanAllah, the Muslim world seems to be on a rise. Alhamdulillah, we just saw a dictator that we thought would never fall, and he had to leave his country. You never thought it was going to happen, and then it happened. Couldn't believe it. Things can change. And furthermore, in this country, the wealth gap just keeps getting bigger and bigger. We see the decline in the global leadership. You see that this country is pulling troops out and even money out of different countries overseas. It seems that their influence is waning. You find that the ability to finance wars around the world is also waning. They have to pull back on different wars that they support. When it comes to the unity of the Western countries, you see them arguing. You feel like the Western countries used to be a united front. Now they're fighting. Now they're having all sorts of problems. It's the honeymoon phase seems to be over. Wallahu alam. And furthermore, this concept of the American dream. 30 years ago, this country, everybody has the same vision and the same hope. And now you find that people don't really believe in it. The idea of becoming a soldier isn't honorable anymore. People don't want to fight and die for this type of cause. You find that this is truly weakening the country. And subhanAllah, now they want to sell citizenship for $5 million. It makes you wonder, is this a country or is this some kind of a clearance sale? I don't know. But we have to be paying attention to these things and really ask ourselves, what does the future hold? Especially if this entire economy is built on riba, and we just came across the ayah seconds ago about how this is something that is completely wrong and Allah Ta'ala destroys riba. Point being, I don't know what the future holds, but we should remember that we hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't put our trust into any government, especially ones that are disbelievers. We don't put our trust into people that are zalimun. We don't put our trust into anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pay close attention to the winds and realize that Allah ta'ala can change the circumstances at any time. May Allah ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are always standing with the believers. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.